Sports. I'm Bruce Morton. The Stanley Cup Final will have a Canadian presence. AP correspondent Dave Ferry reports on Stars versus Oilers.
The Oilers have earned their first Stanley Cup Final berth in 18 years by defeating the Stars 2-1 in Game 6 of the Western Conference Final. Edmonton scored two power play goals in the first period. Connor McDavid tallied 4:17 into the contest and set up Zach Hyman's goal with 4:18 left in the period. Evan Bouchard had assists on both goals. Stuart Skinner did the rest, making 34 saves and blanking Dallas until Mason Marchment scored midway through the third period.
It was obviously a great game. It was just a hard-fought battle through the whole 60 minutes. You obviously knew that Dallas was going to come out, and they gave us a hard time every single game. Looking back on all the scores, everything was tight, everything was close.
The Oilers won despite being outshot 35-10. Edmonton will take on the Panthers on Saturday.
Baseball at 42-19, the Yankees have the best record in MLB. They completed a sweep of the Giants when they rallied for four in the ninth, good for a 7-5 win. Juan Soto homered twice, including the go-ahead two-run shot in that late rally. He credits teammate Jose Trevino with legging out an infield hit that helped to make the big inning possible.
I think Trevino did a huge thing that when he ran down that ground ball and beat it out, instead of being two outs in the ninth, he keep the runner first and give AV a chance to bring another run and then put me in the inning.
Elsewhere in a busy interleague slate, the Braves beat Oakland 3-1. The Jays just got past the Pirates 5-4. The Rangers blanked Miami 6-0. Milwaukee defeated the White Sox 6-3. Washington outscored Cleveland 5-2. Meanwhile, the Royals saved their best for last in a win over San Diego. Correspondent Greg Eklund has details.
Kansas City Royals rookie Nick Lofton's sacrifice fly in the ninth provided the winning run in the 4-3 victory over the San Diego Padres. It was Lofton's first career walk-off RBI and the Royals' 13th comeback win of the season.
It's been unbelievable. That's just what we show as a team. We're very resilient. We don't give up until that last out.
The win prevented a sweep attempt by the San Diego Padres, and another Royals rookie, relief pitcher Will Klein, got his first major league win. It also gave the Royals their 22nd win at home, the second most home wins in the majors to Philadelphia.
In the American League, Jose Siri delivered a two-run double in the eighth, lifting Tampa Bay to a 4-3 win at Baltimore. This is Rays manager Kevin Cash.
It's a good team. Felt like we played them pretty tough, for game one and game three. We got to find ways to get back to being ourselves and finding ways to win games late, kind of like what we did today.
Rounding out the American League action, it was Minnesota 4, Houston 3. Detroit went 10 innings to beat the Red Sox 8-4, and the Mariners were better than the Angels 5-1. In the National League, the Diamondbacks defeated the Mets 5-4. The Dodgers shut out the Rockies 4-0, and the Reds beat the Cubs 5-2, while the Cardinals shoved across a run in the 10th to beat the Phillies 5-4. Back with the WNBA, auto racing, and golf after this. In the WNBA, it was a day to forget for Caitlin Clark as her Indiana Fever lost again. Correspondent Jane Ferry has this report.
The Liberty shut down Caitlin Clark while blowing out the Fever 104-68. Clark had the worst game of her 11-game WNBA career, shooting 1-for-10 and finishing with 3 points and 5 assists. Clark and the Fever were coming off their first home win of the season. New York put this game away early, leading 31-13 after one quarter. Betnaja Laney Hamilton scored 7 of her team-high 20 points in the opening period, and Jonquel Jones added 18 as the Liberty improved to 7-2. Kelsey Mitchell had a team-high 21 points for the Fever.
The rest of the action in the W had Connecticut beating Atlanta 69-50, Phoenix defeated Los Angeles 87-68, and it was Minnesota over Dallas 87-76. Auto racing, Austin Cindric picked up his second career NASCAR win when he took Sunday's event in Madison, Illinois. Teammate Ryan Blaney enjoyed the lead heading into the final lap, but fell short of the finish line when his car ran out of gas. Golf, the U.S. Women's Open went to Yuka Saso and Robert McIntyre with Dougie McIntyre, his daddy, as his caddy, won the RBC Canadian Open. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.